Yankees able to blank the White Sox tonight. 7-0 is the final. They are 12-8 on the season. They are 6-2 on this homestand. They've won 4 in a row. Things are rolling a little bit for the Phillies, taking advantage maybe of the competition at this point, but that's what you've got to do. They win it tonight, though, over the White Sox, 7-0. Welcome into Phillies Playback. Welcome back to Citizens Bank Park. Greg Murphy here with you. It's the Friday Night Roundtable tonight, so we have some of our friends are joining us here. Scott Fransky is still here. Kevin Stocker is here. And Ben Davis is going to join us from the television side in just a couple of minutes as we talk about just our second win on a Friday, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Is that right?
I think that's right.
I wasn't keeping track.
Yeah,
I know it was the first. Yeah, Fridays. Second win. They're now 2-2 on Fridays.
2-2 on Fridays. So it's only our second time to do a winning.
I'd say we have kind of a .500 show, so it matches the team's records on Fridays.
That's pretty fair, actually. That's a good description. How do you feel, Kevin?
I don't think the shows have all been that great. I mean, a couple of them were kind of funny, and a couple of them.
So, and where do you point the finger for that?
I mean, the host, obviously.
That was such a loaded question.
you were laughing before the answer.
I knew what he was going to say. I could see it in his eyes.
I'm just kidding.
His humor is very basic.
You know,
so I know where it's coming
our
from.
Show, it works as a group or it doesn't work as a group.
Yeah,
it's not on one guy.
I have some thoughts on that, and I thought maybe we could have an afternoon meeting on Monday to talk about it.
Maybe an
hour or so, get together.
Cincy?
In Cincy, in the conference room somewhere. We'll sit down and really kind of delve down into the Friday night roundtable?
Yeah. Why don't we meet on Friday instead of on Monday? Because if we meet on Monday, we might forget by Friday.
Well, there's a good chance on that. All right. Well, then I'll plan it for next Friday.
Okay.
I'll bring donuts. It'll be great.
In San Diego. We'll do it at, at the Seaport Village. How about that?
Seaport Village.
$7 coffee.
Okay.
And,
can I expense this?
I don't see why not.
I'm not coming.
It's a work meeting. Why?
Yeah. It's a work meeting.
You're not coming?
You guys, again, ridiculous.
You're not coming to the meeting?
Uh-uh.
We're trying to make the show better. Folks are in their car right now going, I hope the show is better.
Yes, and it's going to be better.
You're saying, I don't care if it's better.
I'm just saying, $7 is a lot for coffee.
You know what's going to make this show better?
He's going to expense it.
Okay,
what are you worried about?
Yeah, I'm going to make Rob Brooks pay for it.
How many cords do you have, Ben?
I don't.
What is happening?
Don't worry about how many cords.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, it's on.
There's a lot going on here. There's a lot. I can.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on here.
You know what I was going to say as your intro, Ben, and you just. I was going to say, you know what makes the show better?
I was going to hop on and say
Ben
me.
Davis.
Yeah.
Ben Davis makes the show better. Ben, it's your first roundtable of the season, so I can't. No further. We can't go a minute further without you introing the show. Please.
Bienvenido a la mesa circular este viernes.
A tradition like no other, Ben Davis.
Yeah, but that was a little weak. I mean, usually it's with gusto.
Ah, well,
come on.
This is my first game in the booth.
Oh,
stock, so I'm right. A little winded here.
We don't want him to pull a vocal cord or something, you know?
Okay.
How'd it look over there from the TV side? Pretty good tonight,
it looked really good, yeah. I mean, obviously, I'll start with Turnbull. He was phenomenal, but
it's kind of cool. By the way, right now, Spencer Turnbull is still in full uniform on the field with his whole family.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah,
full uniform.
So, who are the family members? Because I know you guys talked to them.
His wife, his Uncle Bob, and his Aunt Julie. I believe it was.
Oh, Uncle Bob and Julie are here.
Yeah, he didn't know they were here. He was very surprised, and we had Bob and. He was doing the YMCA. He was very excited.
Well, I saw the Turnbull jersey earlier, and I thought, okay, perhaps he's got some family here. That's kind of cool. So,
yeah. So, again, he wasn't expecting them, so it was a good surprise for him. And, boy, did he go out there and take care of business.
He's looked pretty good. And, obviously, one of the big stories in and around the team today is Taijuan Walker throws a bullpen earlier today. He feels really good. He's going to do one more rehab stint down in the Lehigh Valley. And then – presumably, Stock rejoined the rotation in the next couple of days after that. So what do you do with a Spencer Turnbull? He's pitched so well in his outings. Look, it's a good problem to have, certainly, I guess. But
I don't think it's a problem at all.
Okay.
I think Spencer is very aware of the situation. And he came in knowing, look, I might get thrust into this position, and I'm going to I'm going to crush it, and he has. And now he may get thrust back into the bullpen and be a different, I'm going to crush it. That's his attitude, and I think that's why he's so good right now. I think he's just accepted this is what I'm going to do, and he's been terrific. But I don't think there's any question he knows the situation and where he's probably going to go in a week.
Yeah, I think he's signed here knowing that, you know, he's most likely going to be a bullpen piece. They had five starters in case maybe someone got hurt. Maybe that would have been something, but are you offering me a seat?
I am.
Wow, Murph.
Sit down.
Good.
Gentlemen. You're tall enough, and it's hurting my neck.
Oh, so this was about you,
yeah,
not
about me.
Giving
yeah.
me a seat.
Just sit down, would you?
No, I think he realized, like what Stock said. I mean, he's came here for a reason, and, you know, to be that insurance. And he has been going out there and just really putting his team yeah. in the best position to win.
Would he have anything good to say in the postgame interview you guys did?
No, he was great. We, you know, he said he's, you know, he's been with Stubbsy, but he was able to work with JT tonight, and he said they had a great rapport, good back and forth. He said it was fun throwing to him as well. But he was just happy to be given an opportunity. He feels great because he's healthy, and he's just enjoying his experience here in Philly.
Did you? I'm sorry, Murph. Did you get to ask him what was going on with the catcher's gear color?
Like, no, I did not. I did not.
It was like glare care. Like, how yeah. do you pitch to that?
That's a great question.
I don't know.
What I said when we started the game, I said, anybody know where JT is? Tom, he said he looked like a transformer.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I said.
Bumblebee.
When he came out of the dugout,
he looked
or
like
out of the bullpen, I said, it's a transformer coming out. Of course, I didn't know his name was Bumblebee. I just
said
called
Optimus
him
Optimus Prime. Come on.
Optimus Prime?
I don't know.
Come on, man. You got three kids. How did
– wait. They never cared about the Transformers.
He said Optimus Prime, and I'm like, who's that? I have no idea who that is.
Oh, serious?
Man. You didn't know
said,
either?
I said I didn't
know Bumblebee was either.
Yeah, I said he looks like a Transformer. What's that guy's name? And right as I'm saying, I don't know, is it Optimus Prime? You, Tom Kelly and Kevin Stocker both were like, Bumblebee.
When you said he looked like a Transformer, I thought you meant one of those things on the side of the road that brings electricity into your house. Oh, a Transformer. Oh, yeah.
Hey,
oh, yeah, one time one of mine was busted. I had to call the electric company.
Murph.
I'm just saying.
We never did Transformers, really.
We didn't either.
We didn't have any interest.
Yeah. I had them growing up.
Kids.
I had the actual toys growing up, the Transformer toys.
Would you wear that color?
Yeah,
here?
I would. Why not?
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Bright.
Yeah.
It was awfully bright, but kind of cool. I mean,
yeah.
Okay. JT can pull it off.
He can pull
sure.
it off. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, as I said to Stock, I mean, that's got to be doesn't a pitcher get a little say there? Because they have other, you know, he has the blue one or the gray one, right, that goes with
Last time he had like a black set that he wore with the uniforms last Friday.
Are you sure it wasn't Midnight Navy?
It could have been Midnight Navy. On TV, it looked
yeah.
black.
But I'm just saying, I think, you know, maybe he'll have the Neptune blue next week.
Maybe.
And whoever pitches that night gets to choose
what is the color,
what backdrop they want to see.
What's right. the yellow color? Do you know the name of that?
Midwest Gold.
Midwest Gold.
By the way, there is Midwest Gold. I finally found it in the middle of the game, and basically
it's called corn.
You found gold?
That goes
corn.
In next month, Scott. Okay, you got to wait for May.
Okay. It's basically gold. That is from like glaciers and so forth. Believe it or not, in the Midwest, it's a glacier. It's a little different than gold elsewhere.
Midwest
Bang.
Gold.
But it's actually gold?
Like, yeah, it's gold.
Like the
yeah,
mineral.
It's not like corn or like wheat. It's
like
actual
a gold.
Gold. Okay. Worth money of gold, yeah.
Interesting.
Wow. Not like black gold or Texas tea, right?
No. Nope.
Oil.
It's not tea. It's going. Not corn. Yeah, it's none of that.
Yeah. Or move to California.
That's the way my truck looked on the way home from Clearwater this year. I looked like I was headed out to California.
Looked like you were to the Clampets?
Yeah,
Yeah, so if we were to ask you what it means to peg your pants, am I saying that right?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yes.
Pegging your pants
mm-hmm.
is?
Why, who was pegging their pants?
Crochet.
Their starting pitcher.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't believe you guys didn't notice
I did
that.
Not notice that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No way.
Now, what I didn't get, I tried to ask Len Casper. I didn't get an answer. And he said, yes, he does that. But what I don't know is, has he always done that? Or did he start doing that this year because they don't get the custom-tailored pants?
Well, I know Turnbull wears the severely tapered pants that go right to the top of his high-top spikes.
Yes, right.
Like, they're very tapered. But maybe he just didn't get them that way. Or maybe he
likes
to peg them.
Six, so right. He's got to get really long ones to then taper them or peg them or whatever.
Yeah, but I did not notice that. He actually rolled them.
Rolled them.
And then rolled them up.
Yeah. Yeah, they're tight rolled like this.
Wow.
Yeah.
I used to do that with my jeans.
Yeah.
What grade were you in when you did that?
Probably around 6th or 7th.
Yeah. And I was in college. That's about right.
Yeah.
Did they call it pegging?
Oh, yeah.
You did it in college?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a thing at St. Joe's.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were probably about 4 years behind everybody else.
I was going to say, because I think
it was a thing in this whole area.
By the time I got to college.
No way.
You and I are the same age.
Well, you went to school in Texas.
Right.
So that's different.
SMU, yeah, baby.
As you said, you were 4 years behind.
We were a little behind here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. I mean, where I grew up, people would call it the California roll.
Okay, yeah.
And so maybe it was working its way east.
It had to go past the Midwest Gold. And right on
into
the
East Coast.
Took a while
to get to
you. Yeah. I mean, you could call it the French. I found some other names. French roll. You ever heard of that?
No.
Okay. No. Tight rolling was another one. Not very creative.
Not very creative. Yeah.
Cuffing. Another one. I don't know. Maybe it goes from the Northwest, California, across the... I don't know. I didn't do that.
You didn't do it at
all? No. It was like bell bottoms or nothing, baby.
Oh, yeah. He was doing it tonight.
You're a lot older than us.
Remember, you know what Panther used to do it a lot with? Remember those Z Cavaricis?
Oh, yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah. They were like Murphy, so I couldn't pull out the...
Yeah, I never had a pair either, but both of my folks are school teachers, so that wasn't happening. But that was a big... They were very... They always peg those.
The Z Cavs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see stocking a pair of Z Cavaricis.
100%.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Come on.
Look, man, I just bell bottoms or not. I'm telling you, it was like, I don't know what those are. I apologize.
Well, the good news is the Phils are now 1-1 in their City Connect jersey. So the whole week long crisis and talk of these jerseys are jinxed is now over. That's a
excellent.
Good thing.
Yeah.
That was a thing?
Oh, it's a thing. Scott.
It was one game.
Hey.
If they had lost 10 in a row in the things, then I'd get it. But
people were jumping off in the second inning last week. No, it's the truth. You think I'm kidding? Come on. You know better. It was a thing. But here's what I wanted to ask you. You saw the Mets City Connects today. They had unveiled their City Connects. What were your thoughts on those?
They're fine.
Yeah? No real strong opinion? Well, that was kind of your opinion on ours, too. They're fine.
I mean, again, I just don't see the point. That's just me. I don't.
The City Connect in general.
In general, it's not for me. Nobody is trying to get me to buy the jersey.
Right, but you know what
they're trying
the point
to get
is.
Me to buy the jersey for my kids.
And did you?
No,
You haven't bought anything for the kids yet. Well, I'm sure you got a little bit of.
A little bit of yes. I don't know.
Okay,
but I mean they'll.
What about
want
you?
The stuff?
Are your kids clamoring for City Connect stuff?
Not right now, but I know the hats are big. Like
the hats are cool.
The hats are cool, and I know
the hat is sweet.
Yeah, Teg wants one. Mickey wants one. But the girls always want a hoodie because they love that's all they wear.
And let me make this clear: I don't dislike the uniform. I just
you don't have a strong opinion one way or the
other. I don't need to see 7 different uniforms from every team or 5 or whatever. I don't. I mean, it's whatever. I get it. I know why we do it. I know why Nike does it. I know why Major League Baseball does it. That's all fine. I just not really my thing.
I actually don't mind them. I don't.
I kind of like them.
When I first saw them, I was kind of – I like them. I definitely like the shirts. I like Schwarber. He looked pretty cool tonight. Like, he had the pants up. He had the spikes with the city on outline on them.
See how excited he is?
I'm just saying. It was a good look.
Yeah.
You know what would be really cool?
What?
Is if – all the guys would wear them the same way one time.
Never going
to
happen.
I know. I just think it would be cool to have them all.
One of them should peg the pants.
I'm sorry, I don't know what that is, but I know what tight rolling is.
Do it just under the knee. Roll it all the way up.
Roll it all the way up.
I think it would be cool, though, if they all did it. I mean, it's never going to happen, but that would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Phils hit 3 home runs tonight.
Yeah.
Did they?
They did. Alec Boehm had 2 of them. I'm curious because I saw a lot of activity on Twitter. I got to ask you this, Ben. Did Tom really change his home run call for one of them because someone asked him to do a particular home run call?
He did, yes.
Do you remember what it was?
I don't. It said that ball was parked somewhere between...
the corner of way back and gone?
Yes. And he goes, I dare you to say it. He goes, okay.
Yeah.
So, but he did it after his normal. That ball is gone. He did it after that one.
All right.
So, yeah.
So what you're saying is on the second home run.
He said he went through both home runs. They were the normal call.
So when he was rounding the bases, kind of, he said.
I think it was, yeah, where the next hitter was already up is when he said it.
Oh.
So it wasn't during the actual call,
okay.
I don't believe.
Okay.
But he did say that ball was parked between.
Yeah. Who asked him to do that?
I don't know. Someone on Twitter.
Someone on Twitter asked him to do it. Yeah. And I saw that, and Tom said he was going to do it. And then I saw a bunch of people say, yeah, he did it. He did it. You know, they were excited that Tom did it. And then his buddy Adam Zucker from CBS. You know Adam?
I know Adam.
Yeah, he's a college football guy on CBS. He asked him to say, hey, Tom, say that tuna's on rye. Say bye-bye. I don't know. Did he say that one?
He did not say that one.
He thought that was kind of funny.
So we
though.
Can just do that now? We just text him in and have him do calls?
All we have to do is tell Scott what we want him to say, and he'll say it.
Yes.
Each and every time.
I can do that.
All right.
Sure.
Can you do the tuna on rye one next time?
The tuna on rye.
Send it to Murph.
Say
Twitter.
Bye-bye.
No, yeah. I won't do
you
that.
You want to do that one?
No. I just don't think it's that. You know, it's too Dave Niehaus, you know, rye bread, get out the grand salami time, you know.
That boy is pagan.
I, you know.
You want to use Braziers from spring training?
Where he said. Put that baby to bed without a diaper?
No, that was
last
original.
Year.
Yeah, no.
Two years ago.
He said.
Cowboy fan dream. Well, that ball's crushed.
That ball's good. No, I like the one where he said. Call that ball an Uber because it was hammered.
Yeah, that's my line.
That's a great line.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to use it on TV, though.
Oh, well, I just use it on radio. I might get in trouble.
Why aren't you allowed to use it? Uber's not a sponsor?
I was told not to use it.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of funny. It's a good line.
I like it.
But you're not generally calling home run calls on,
correct.
On TV. So
correct.
I guess it doesn't matter.
So I what was it? I'll go look it up. What was he told to say? It's between parked?
Parked on the corner of Way Back and Gone.
Parked on the corner of Way
where
Back
are those
and
roads?
Gone.
I don't even know where those are.
It's in the Northeast.
Wait, what?
I thought it was Patterson.
It's in the Northeast.
Oh, it's in the Northeast.
Yeah, right off Route 1. Okay. I don't know where we were last night.
Oh,
it's right
okay, way
there.
Up there.
Yeah.
Where were you guys last night?
We were at the Darren Dalton Foundation event last night.
It was awesome.
Up in the Northeast. It was.
Very cool.
Great crowd. Good time.
I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Before we let you go, each night here on the Friday Night Roundtable, I'm going to ask one kind of just a question, like a life hack question, because these are things I need to know. So I was thinking about this the other day because I came home from the road trip and I was emptying out my suitcase and I was getting.
Is this
all...
a new feature?
Yes, it's a new feature. Sponsors, listen up. All right. Here's your chance to jump in on the Friday Night Roundtable. Life hack. All right. We'll think of a better name. Maybe like pegging or something like that. We'll figure that out. But anyway, so I was emptying out my suitcase.
Okay.
You're a spit take over here.
That come out your nose? No.
You almost, Larry almost did a spit take the other day, too.
We're all good.
All right. So I'm emptying out my suitcase, and I'm getting my dirty clothes together, my laundry together from the long road trip.
Uh-huh.
And I go to throw it in the washing machine, and Krista says, you know, you got to separate that stuff. You got to separate it into whites and colors and that kind of thing. And I was like... You do? That's a thing? So
you just put it on cold and wash it all together.
That's what I do.
Correct.
I think used to be that was more the I
so
think we've
especially
changed.
With red. Like red clothes, like
because they would bleed over?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, but so my question is, does anybody separate their laundry like that or you know, or am I?
Well, I know how you like to wear starched white shirts to work every day.
Often, yeah.
I mean, like never.
Very clean.
So,
yeah.
So it doesn't. What are the whites you have, right? Like
they're my undergarments.
Yes. Okay. Right. So you get a little. If you got a little bleed over into there, would it really be the worst thing in the world?
Well, if you guys saw me wearing pink boxers, you might.
Well, we're not gonna.
We're not going to.
Well, yeah. You know.
So
probably not.
My thought would be, it doesn't matter. It doesn't
matter
anymore.
All right.
Laundry technology has advanced. I think.
Is that right?
Yeah. That okay. You know, if you have a. You can.
Stock's over
Stock
here going.
Has never done.
He goes.
Laundry.
I don't even know how to start.
So
the
here's the deal. Yet. You said life hack. If you leave a $5 bill in your pile of laundry, it gets done. It's amazing. Maybe even a glass of wine. It's done in a heartbeat.
Well,
I separate. Okay. I separate.
Seriously, you just suggested to everyone that you leave your wife a $5 bill to do your laundry
and a glass of wine.
Are you kidding me?
Don't forget the wine, Scott.
Hey, stop having opinions.
I mean, really?
Or are you mad it doesn't work for you?
And ladies and gentlemen, that's Life Hack, brought to you by...
I'm so dead,
here,
by the way.
Right? You are in trouble.
Brooke would never. Brooke would never.
Well, thanks for the advice, guys.
Good
I
luck.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Except for your stuff. Yeah.
Cold water, normal cycle.
All right. Thank you, Scott Fransky. There you have it. All right. I think that's a sponsorable segment for sure.
So absolutely. Awesome. Maybe by OxyClean or something like that.
There you go.
Boom.
Right. All right, we're working on something here. Ben Davis, Kevin Stocker, Scott Fransky, thank you very
much.
Murph. That's the Friday Night Roundtable. We'll take a quick break, but when we come back, quick look at DR. Listen to the audio highlights, and we'll hear from Rob Thompson coming up as well. It's all still coming up on Phillies Playback here on the Phillies Radio Network.